I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1154, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect has been defined as due regard for the feelings, wishes, rights, or traditions of others. Respect means that you accept somebody for who they are, even when they're different from you or you don't agree with them. Respect in your relationships builds feelings of trust and safety and well-being. It doesn't come natural, but it's something we can learn. And I believe respect is basic. It's fundamental to T2G. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus said, the greatest commandments are to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Loving goes hand in hand with respect. In Guidepost, Joanne C. Jones writes, during my second year of nursing school, our professor gave us a pop quiz. I breezed through the questions until I read the last one. What is the first name of the woman who cleans the school? Surely this was some kind of a joke. I had seen the cleaning woman several times, but how would I know her name? I handed in the paper, leaving the last question blank. Before the class ended, one student asked if the last question would be counted toward the grade. Absolutely, the professor said. In your careers, you will meet many people. All are significant. They deserve your attention and care, even if all you do is smile and say hello. I've never forgotten that lesson. I also learned her name was Dorothy. We've not begun to show love of Christ until we treat other people with respect. Podcast family, if we want to learn about this, Jesus, of course, is always our best teacher. Read the Gospels. Jesus treated people with respect, even when others didn't. Jesus loved the woman at the well. Jesus pardoned the woman caught in adultery. Jesus healed the broken and fed the hungry. He cared for the dying. He didn't make you feel less than. He made you feel worthy, important, valuable in his eyes. He didn't make sure that you had the proper social standing before he cared about you, or the right religious views, or were someone that he wanted to be seen hanging around. Love loves. God's love is not conditional, it's free, even reckless by the world standards. Molly Howard, writing for Grand Canyon University, articulates it like this. Billions of people live on Earth today, each created by God with a unique story. At times, it's easy to forget that each person we encounter in our day-to-day lives is God's handiwork and deserves to be treated with love, dignity, and respect. And Got Questions adds, the Apostle Peter summarizes the Bible's teaching on respect in his first epistle, 1 Peter 2:17. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the brotherhood of believers, fear God, honor the King. This passage encompasses four major areas of our lives, teaching us that as followers of Christ, we should respect all people, other Christians, God, and governmental authorities. The word respect is a translation of the Greek word tamiset, meaning honor or value. It literally means to place a great value or a high price on something. Here's the great question. How today can you make a point to show respect to people who don't usually get it? Let's pray this prayer from chaza.org. O God, give us your gifts so that we may live and work according to your vision for humanity, a vision where all are treated with respect and love because of their great worth in your eyes. May we answer your call to treat all as we ourselves wish to be treated and to promote the healing of all persons, especially those who are the most vulnerable. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1155. In the meantime, here's a challenge for you. Learn the names and/or listen to the stories of the invisible people that you might encounter today. I'm talking about the one who checks you out at the grocery store, the delivery person from Amazon, the neighbor on the walk with her pet around the neighborhood, the child who just sits in the corner, the elderly who are alone many hours of the day, the neighbor who lives by himself, the coworker that you see every day but don't really know, the patient who is more than a number on a medical chart. You get the idea. What I'm saying is, show a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T.